The annular eclipse is not the only fascinating and rare event that's happening. Tell me about the transit of Venus.
That comes up a few weeks later. That's going to be on June 5th. And it's a, well, two times in 100-year experience. Every 100 years or so, the path and orbit of Venus has a similar alignment to the way we experience eclipses of the moon or the sun, in that Venus is on an orbit between us and the sun. And as it passes through what's called an inferior conjunction, when it's between us and the sun, on these extremely rare occasions, twice every 100 years or so, you'll get it where it passes directly in front of the sun's disk, like a microscopic eclipse of sorts.
Or like E.T., like passing on the bicycle.
That's
in front
it.
Of the
that's
moon.
Yeah, that's a good analogy right there. And that's what's about to happen on June 5th. It's a rather unusual, spectacular event. Once again, requiring that you only observe it through safe solar filters. You have to use the proper filtering to cut down the brightness of the sun so you can see it. But even staring up directly at the sun by holding up a filter, you're going to see the disk of the sun with a little black circle. Beautiful, sharp, round dot, like someone took a dot of ink and splashed it on the sun, and it made a beautiful, perfect circle. And it's going to take several hours to move across the surface of the sun. Remember, what we're watching is the motion of a planet now. That's about 30 million miles away from us at that time of that transit.
As compared to the moon, which is how far?
240,000 miles. So in the grand scheme of things, yeah, you know.
Not even
120 times further away, ballpark, yeah. So it's considerably further away. It's also a much bigger object. It's the size of the Earth, approximately. And from viewed from here, it's about 1/100th the size of the sun. So think about the sun as a circle. Think about cutting it across the middle, dividing it by 100 little blips, and one little blip is where Venus is. That's the size of the circle of darkness. And that takes several hours to track across the sun. So that will be a fascinating thing, starting at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on June 5th and continuing until sunset. So basically for that entire afternoon and into the evening, you'll have a good view of the sun with Venus transiting across the disk.
Where is that visible from? Is that visible from the San Francisco Bay Area and across a wide swath of the U.S. as compared,
correct,
with, the,
correct.
As compared with the moon?
Yeah, in this case, it's going to be visible. Actually, roughly half of the Earth is going to see this. But it's going to be the daytime side of Earth. So what happens is this transit from the east coast of the United States, for example, will start very late in the day and the sun will set. We're going to get many more hours of it high up in the sky and then dropping. And actually, it'll also be visible across the Pacific and over into Asia. So they're going to get a good view as well. This transit, they come in pairs, just from the geometry of how the alignment of the orbit of Venus and Earth are around the sun. There was one of these transits in 2004. Now, for that one, it happened to be daytime in Europe and Central Asia. And by rather strict coincidence, I happened to be in Spain on that very day. So I saw the last transit 8 years ago, and it was a beautiful thing to watch. I had binoculars and some solar filters and enjoyed the view of it, had a good sunny day in Spain. And now here it is 8 years later, happening again in the Western Hemisphere for us to see. And then we get a 100-year break and it'll happen again. So this is really a good one to watch because it happens right here in our own backyard. Once again, just get a special filter so you can see it or come join the astronomy club. We're going to be teaming up with the folks at NASA Ames and at the Moffett Field in Mountain View and setting up a lot of scopes there so you can watch it safely.
Plus, if you invest in that little couple-dollar cardboard glasses, then
you get two uses for it. You can watch the eclipse of the sun, and then you can watch a transit of Venus. That's correct.